Now, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But does that mean he loses his salvation? No. Now, if his work abides, he'll receive a reward. Now, if it goes up in smoke, he'll suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. The man will be saved, because the important thing, are you on the foundation or are you trusting Christ? Now, friends, what are you building today? What kind of material are you using? Now, if you're building a goal, it won't be very impressive. And I tell you, stubble and an old haystack really will show up on the horizon, but it's going up in smoke. I like to put it like this. There are going to be some people in heaven. They're going to be there, but they're going to smell like they were bought at a fire sale, because everything they ever did will go up in smoke. They'll not receive a reward. This has to do with rewards. The service of God, you see. Now, if you're a carnal Christian, I assume what Paul is saying, you can't expect a reward, because you have not been rightly related to God through the Word of God. Now, if you'll notice, the carnal Christian is one that does not know the Word of God. Here's the way you tell all three, whether he's rightly related to the Word of God. The natural man says it's foolishness. The spiritual man discerns it. The unnatural man says, oh, well, let's have a banquet and not a Bible study. And let's listen to music and not listen to the teaching of the Word of God. That's the way you tell the carnal Christian today, friends. Now he says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Now, the child of God is the temple of the Holy Spirit today. And we're going to talk about that later, because Paul's going to bring that up again. But our very bodies belong to him, you see. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. And unfortunately today, most of our seminaries are trying to make intellectual preachers. And very few of them are intellectual, by the way. I've listened to some of them. May I say to you that the important thing is to give out the Word of God. Oh, if I could only get that over to some of these smart-alecky young fellows today in seminary. Now, I have the privilege of speaking in many seminaries, and I want to say to you that I have met quite a few of the boys who want to be intellectual. Oh, if they could only learn, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it's written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and again the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Now listen to this. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. You're Christ. Christ is God's. Oh, how wonderful today. And so instead of being in a little narrow group and say, oh, I like this teacher or I like this doctrine, my friend, all of them belong to me. And you want to know something? The reason I get along with the Pentecostal brethren is because I know they belong to God, you see. Whoa, my friend, they belong to me too. And I hope I belong to them. Oh, how wonderful it is today if we can meet around the person of Christ on the foundation which is Jesus Christ. How important that is, my friend.